When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Podcast Network Asia.
Control how you respond to things sent to destroy your peace. Let me repeat that for you, my friend. Control how you respond to things sent to destroy your peace. This one is a reminder for us all to protect our inner peace. Now, we may not be in control of everything that happens in our external world, but we sure do have power over how we respond and cultivate our inner world. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of this show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about 17 ways to protect your peace. Your inner peace is so important, and we must protect it in order to live the fulfilling life that we want for ourselves, in order to be truly happy with our reality, in order to make the most of our lives. We need to protect our inner peace. Starting off with the first way, say no when you need to. Sometimes you just have to say no, even if it goes against what other people expect from you. Saying no is an important way to protect your peace. Number two, stand up for yourself. Okay, you can be assertive and speak up when you feel that your boundaries are being crossed or you're not being treated with respect. Number three, don't be afraid to walk away. Okay, if something or someone is causing you stress, it is okay to walk away. It doesn't mean that you're giving up or being a coward. Number four, don't take things personally. All right, we all say and do things that might hurt other people from time to time, but it is important to not take those actions too personally. We all have our own struggles and issues, so cut yourself some slack if you mess up every now and then. Number five, maintain a healthy work-life balance. It is important to find a balance between work and the rest of your life. Don't let your job take over everything. Number six, set boundaries with friends and family. Just because someone is related to you or has been your friend for years does not mean they have the right to overstep your boundaries. Number seven, calm your mind through meditation. I love meditation. I've talked about it so many times on TikTok, Instagram, here on the podcast. Meditation is a healthy, convenient way to calm your mind and help you relax. It helps increase blood flow in areas of your brain and reduce stress. Number eight, focus on your internal peace. It is important to realize that some things are simply out of your control. All right, you can focus on your internal peace through different things. You can make an effort every day to find peace within yourself so that these things, these stressors, don't pull you away from it and make it easier for others to do so as well. I like to pray. I like to journal. I like to meditate. If there are things that I believe are out of control, I surrender and lift it up to the Lord God because I am just human. Okay, I am just human. You are just human. We can't control everything, but there are little things we can do in every day to focus on internal peace. Number nine, listen to your inner voice. All right, make time each day to listen to your inner voice. Don't be afraid of your peace, even when others don't understand. Things will fall into place if you stay true to yourself and honor what your heart wants. Oftentimes, our intuition can lead us in a different direction than everyone else is going, but we need to trust that it is actually where we are supposed to go in order for our lives and relationships with others to grow and thrive. Number 10, be grateful for what you have. Find ways to be grateful for what you have right now, even if it's less than what you want. Practice being thankful every day and see how much better it makes you feel. 11, take time for yourself. When we spend time caring for others and other people's priorities, our own needs are often left by the wayside. Number 12, let go of what's negative in your life. It is so easy to get wrapped up in what's going wrong. It's so easy to focus on the negative, but don't forget about all the things in your life that are going right. When you stop paying attention to all that's negative in your life, you give yourself room for gratitude, and gratitude brings inner peace and happiness. 13, and this is big, remember that you cannot change other people. It's so easy to get frustrated with people in your life when they are not seeing things your way. If you find yourself facing conflict in relationships, focus on acceptance. Okay, accepting people can be frustrating, but also knowing that there's nothing that you can do about it helps. Okay, so you know, you don't lose sleep over it when you accept that sometimes people are just the way that they are. You only have power over one person in your life. That person, my friend, is you. 14, declutter your physical space. Okay, clean up your room. I was watching this video wherein one of my favorite psychologists and human beings in this world, disciple of the Lord God, amazing man, Jordan Peterson, Dr. Jordan Peterson, he talked about this in his video and he said, somebody asked me, what can I do to get out of my depression? What can I do to help me in life? And he said, well, the first piece of advice that I would give to you is simply to tidy up your room, clean up your room. Your room is an indication of your inner world. So a clean room will definitely help you have more mental clarity, and a messy room will lead you to have a messy life. And it's true. That's not exactly what he said, but it's along those lines, and you get my point, my friend. Clean your room, declutter. It will help you so much. 15, take a break from your virtual life. The internet is great, but sometimes you forget that there is the real world out there. Go do something real. Enjoy nature, have a conversation with someone face to face, take a break from the internet. 16, connect with nature. It is so healing to be in nature. Even just exercising outdoors, going for a walk can help you so much with your inner peace. 17, my friend, express yourself. Expressing your emotions to others is a great way to feel better and develop healthier relationships. You can verbalize how you feel and express it through action. So when I was first starting out with my self-improvement journey, my friend, I literally found people. I had to seriously look for people who I could trust, who I knew would not judge me. And thank the Lord, I found a couple of friends that would truly be there for me and support me in such a challenging time in my life wherein my mental health was truly at the lowest. And then another thing that I did, expressing it through action, I enrolled in the gym. Okay, I enrolled in so many different classes, yoga classes, dance classes, even dance classes with old people, with a bunch of literal grandmas. If there are grandmas listening to this, I truly respect you, but I do hope that you understand how awkward it seemed to other people for me, someone so young, to hang out with grandmas at the time. But it truly helped me because I put myself out there in situations wherein I could freely express myself and move my body and find inner peace in those different ways. You don't even have to do something as bold as that. You can express yourself through meditating and praying too, or just by talking out loud. My friend, your inner peace is so important, okay? Anything that costs you your inner peace is too expensive. So the negative people, the negative situations, let them go. Focus on your inner peace. Focus on why God put you here. Focus on your purpose. With all of that said, I want to let you know that your presence has a purpose. There's a reason why you're here. And most importantly, the Lord God is always with us. Please do share this podcast episode on your Instagram stories. Tag me, Journey with Julianne, and at Julianne Papo on Instagram. Share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this. And I will talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.